Good morning and welcome this morning to It's Your Money. I am Jean Isley, and we are joined by our co-host, David R. Thierman. David is a tax, estate, and nursing home attorney. Good morning, David Thierman.
Good morning, Jean M. Isley. Good morning to our listeners. I was telling Holly, and I have to apologize to Jeannie. I was in work this week, put in a, pretty much 12-hour days, and then this weekend, I snuck back to Florida for Passover. I know people are celebrating Easter this week, so I'm away 1 week to celebrate Passover, people celebrating Easter.
That's
so
nice, Gina David.
So Jean M. Isley's doing the show again and guiding the ship.
Yeah.
So I had told our producer, Holly, I'm very thankful. And that list, I got the list, Jean. I have to wash your car, clean your house.
Double my salary.
Double your salary, triple the salary.
Well, that'll be triple zero.
We have a good time. So even if we're there in the studio or we travel away for the weekend, like I said, it's unusual, but it's for the Passover, people celebrating Easter. But we're always here with you because we like people. We like what we do. Am I right, Jean?
That's right. Even though I've retired, still talk to clients, and not on an advisory basis, but just, you know, your clients become friends over the years. And a lot of our clients, gosh, I have some clients that have been, I can call them friend and client for 40 years. It's amazing. It's hard to believe where the time goes. But, you know, it's a nice situation when you can see your phone ring and it's not trials and tribulations or panic or tears or anything else. It's even though things are going on the way they are in the world, you know, people for the most part keep a calm head and we'll get through this. You know, it's not our first rodeo, sadly. They're never fun situations when you're dealing with conflict of any kind. But, you know, this regime over there was just an evil one and has been for 5 decades, and they're finally doing something about it. And in the end, it's going to make us safer as a world. It's just getting to that point that, you know, you have speed bumps along the way, and there certainly have been. But it affects the markets in a negative manner.
Jimmy, really, since the Jimmy Carter days.
Yeah, exactly.
Since the Jimmy Carter days.
Yeah.
There's countries that, you know, set forth death to America.
Mm-hmm.
They then send weapons and sponsor terrorism in other countries. Lebanon's not really a country. Lebanon, the people are peaceful, is taken over
right
by a terroristic group. Yemen, you have the Houthis.
Yeah.
So we always say it this way. You think about other people, you wouldn't live in those countries, and it's a crime that people have to live under dictator terroristic countries. So since the Jimmy Carter days, it's a terrible situation we have, but guess what? You're better off taking care of this now because it would only get worse, because there was one thing this country was doing, was producing weapons to control the Middle East, to control life, and nipping it in the bud. As Jean Isley said, it's been 50 years. It's time and then past time.
It is. It really is.
Meanwhile, on the estate front, Jean, okay, we have a new governor in New Jersey. So I was going to report on the new tax reductions.
Well, that went quickly.
Okay?
That went quickly.
Yes, yes, yes. And then if you remember, I think affordability was one of the terms. So I was going to report on the utilities going down in price.
Well, affordability seems to be the buzzword.
Well, anything's a buzzword. It's really, I want your vote.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Taxes going down? No. Actually, your property taxes are going up because there's less rebates coming.
That's right.
Your tolls went up, your gas tax went up, and none of your utilities are slated to go down. Other than that, it's all good news, or as my wife would say, Dr. Doom. Okay?
Well, it's not Dr. Doom because these are the items that they run on, and then they get elected, and she no sooner got in office or took over at Drumthwacket and changed her mind. So
on the list, ready, Jean? Oh, by the way, there's also a new law in New Jersey. Ready?
Go ahead.
Government officials can't wear masks, but criminals can.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, just to let you know. So if you have a store and you do sell masks, which is perfectly fine, you're not going to lose all your business because criminals are allowed to buy masks, just not government officials. Okay. So with that, let's give some good news in New Jersey. Ready, Jean?
Let's hear it.
You're not in Spain.
True.
So in Spain, when you do a will, one-third of your assets go by your will. Spain, the government, because they love themselves, two-thirds of your money goes by how Spain wants it to go.
Mm-hmm.
So one-third is your will, and two-thirds is what the government wants. So when you do a will, it's for one-third of your money. In America, you can do your will for all your assets and say where they go, except there's 12 states with the worst estate taxes. Those are death taxes. Death taxes for people with children. What states do you want to avoid? And we do a drum roll. Was that a good one?
No, that was not a good one. Here
Ready,
you go.
Drum roll. Try once more. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
I just got
How
you.
That drum roll?
You're covered.
Yes, okay. So what happens is we try to be frugal. We're not getting the drum corps in, so the drum roll we've got to work on. The 12 worst states that you don't want to pass away in. By the way, number one, by far, they are like way ahead. You know how the Kentucky Derby's coming up, Gene?
Right.
If you're in this state, you've already looped the competition. There is one state that just takes the whole race for worst state for death taxes. And that is Oregon.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So in Oregon, if you pass away in Oregon, when your assets are $1 million, the state takes 10 to 16%. They're in your will.
Oh, my gosh.
So if you have a house worth $2 million plus your monies in Oregon, your children have to take if it's $2 million, it's 100 because it's only on the amount above. It's $100,000 to $160,000, the state of Oregon.
Wow.
So you're at $1 million, the state of Oregon's in your will, 10 to 16%. By the way, you got to stay warm because the next state right after that is Rhode Island. Not to be left out of the loop, they're usually in the top three in taxes. Massachusetts, number three. Massachusetts is on a roll, by the way. They keep raising taxes. 700 people a week are leaving.
Yeah, I think they're elevated to, they're getting close to number one as the main state that's losing, they're bleeding in net
California,
income.
California, New York, Illinois, Massachusetts wants in, Gene.
Mm-hmm.
You want a job, you got to leave Massachusetts like everyone else, okay?
Mm.
So then the next state is Washington, Minnesota. Okay, you have a few $1 million in Minnesota. They're in your will, the Minnesota politicians. Illinois, that's no surprise. How's Chicago looking?
Right.
Dangerous. Vermont.
Wow.
Well, that's an easy one. If you want a job and you want to escape taxes in Vermont, you go where everyone in Vermont goes who gets a job. New Hampshire.
Oh, okay? I was going to say Florida.
Yeah, or Florida. But you can just cross the border. That's why Vermont has high taxes. Everyone left to New Hampshire, which is run better.
Wow.
Then you go to Maryland, Hawaii, Maine. People have vacation homes in Maine because property taxes are low. Income taxes and death taxes in Maine are horrific. Mm. You can't have the top 12 death taxes without one state, New York.
Of course.
And the 12th state is Connecticut.
Wow.
The 12th state is Connecticut. So the 12 worst states you don't want to move to and pass away, Oregon, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, Washington, Minnesota, Illinois, Vermont, Maryland, Hawaii, Maine, New York, Connecticut. Mm. By the way, all those states, are they creating jobs?
Nope.
No. Nah. Texas and Florida both separately create more jobs than these 12 states all combined.
Combined, it's amazing, isn't it? Tennessee's a good state.
And You know what else, Gene, and I don't want to go into, you can vote for whatever political party, you can like high taxes, low taxes, but the states with the highest death taxes, there's 12 I just went over.
Right.
They're all blue states, 100%.
Mm.
So your highest death taxes for people with children is Oregon. And we don't want to go into the other question, because someone would say, what state has the highest death tax for people without children?
Well,
that's next week, because you know what the answer there is, Gene?
It's
New Jersey and Pennsylvania.
Yeah, exactly. I knew we had to be in the running somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. So if you're New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and if you're in New Jersey and have over $500 and no children, since you have $500, the tax starts at 11 to 16% over $500. Let's not discuss it, because we're coming out of New Jersey this show. So it's a beautiful sunny day in South Jersey today.
Well, it's cold and windy and taxed at, never mind, David. We have
Are you getting your taxes done, by the way, Gene, this year?
I haven't gotten them done yet. No, I've got a little situation that's going to drag on, sadly. So, but we'll be back on track. I have an appointment with my accountant over the summer. It'll get done. I don't usually extend.
We're remiss for the accountants listening. We're there with you. If people think they're having a tough day, you're not having a tough day. The accountants are working morning, day, and night.
Yeah.
We're thankful from head to toe, right, Gene?
Oh, absolutely. I wouldn't even attempt to do my own taxes. David, we have Mr. B on the line from Ventnor with a birth certificate question. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
Yeah, my birth certificates were destroyed a long time ago, and I got a copy.
You got a certified copy?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It doesn't have my parents' name on it. Is it still a legal document?
If it came from the county office that issued it initially, it's a legal document. There's a seal on it. They're perfectly legal.
Okay, because I have copies of the old ones, and are they legal? Like just a copy of
some,
the ones that were destroyed?
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. Some places will accept a copy, and some places want a certified copy. So, you know, all this nonsense going on now about, well, women's married names aren't on their birth certificates. Of course they're not on their birth certificates, but if you have to present something for ID, you've got your a copy of your marriage certificate, for Pete's sake.
And you don't have different parents on your birth certificate, do you?
No.
We're just double-checking.
Yeah, everything's... I just wanted to make sure, because there's so many
Did you get it from your town, just real quickly?
Excuse me?
Did you get it from the town you were born in?
Yeah, certificate of birth, the Pennsylvania.
Yes, you're...
Montgomery, yes, the county right there.
Yeah, it should have a seal on it from the county.
Yep.
A raised seal. So that's perfectly fine.
Oh, there wouldn't be problems when I leave the planet here.
Don't leave the planet.
No, generally speaking, I have to tell you. So when the other idea, use your birth certificate for some items, but upon passing, the birth certificate is never needed.
Oh.
Interestingly enough. Yeah, yeah. So upon passing, it's two items. A death certificate, which the funeral homes are adept at getting from the state. So you get a death certificate and a will. And then the will gives you what they call short certificate, letters testamentary. But you won't need the birth certificate when someone passes away. Meanwhile, stay alive, stay born, don't use any of these, okay?
And the will, there's three things for a will?
There's three documents.
And what else?
The will is one. The general durable power of attorney is the second, which I believe is the most important document we have while we're breathing. And then the living will, which puts your family in charge. Some cases you need a trust document that, you know, and again, there's no A, B, or C is the right answer. It's all dependent upon the individual situation. Am I right, David?
You're right, G.
What was the second one? I'm sorry.
Your will takes over when you've passed. But during your lifetime, your general durable power of attorney is the document that is, it controls your life and your money, basically.
Oh, power of attorney.
But it's a general durable power of attorney.
Okay.
And there are several different types of powers, so you want to be, you know, aware of what you're asking for and getting.
Okay.
Those three documents in New Jersey.
Have a wonderful weekend and enjoy life. Thanks for your time.
And spend your money.
You're welcome. You guys are great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Spend your money and enjoy it, because I tell you, whoever inherits it, they're going to say, oh, wasn't that nice of them to leave me all this money? I'm going to go spend it. When you should have been spending your money, enjoying it. You know, it's the fruits of your labor. It's your sweat and toil of a lifetime that you accumulate. And, you know, I see so many times where people just say, well, I want to save and pass on a nice legacy for my kids, so I'm going to do without. Well, guess what? You know, your kids hopefully have good jobs. They're working. They're taking care of their own. And they're going to be fine financially. Meanwhile, you're, you know, counting your pennies. To what end? So we want to see you. And again, I say this guardedly because I believe in having a financial plan created for yourselves, which your financial advisor should be doing, that basically creates a roadmap for your lifetime. And you revisit the plan every year. It's part of every meeting that you have with your advisor. Has anything changed? Has anything gotten worse, more expensive, less expensive, retirement, passings, births? You know, there's a lot that goes on in an individual's life. So you want to be mindful of it, but it's all a part of your annual meetings or semi-annual meetings with your advisors. Actually, you meet with them as often as you want, but at least twice a year you should be sitting down with your financial advisor, just revisiting things to make sure you're on track and on path for what it is you want to do and when you want to do it.
You know, it's interesting, Jean, when, as you said, with the family members or relatives,
mm-hmm.
It says if you forego the steak dinner to save the money,
right.
Well, don't worry, the beneficiary will buy the steak dinner for him or herself.
You know it.
Get out. We also have this, Jeannie.
Get out there and enjoy.
People, yeah, someone says, oh, Mr. Thierman, after a holiday, does your phone ring? The answer is yes, it does at the estate office. Why is that? Because we have this, Jeannie. So, you know, there's a beautiful spring holiday, whether it be Easter, Passover, different holidays, okay?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Families get together. Families get together, everything goes well, the estate lawyer's phone doesn't ring. What happens is people have different relatives, they get together for Easter, Passover, guess what? Someone's not going to show up.
Someone's fighting,
they
someone's picking a fight.
They're estranged, they keep their distance.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then years later, Jean, when there's a will and that person's not in the will, they'll call into an office and say, I can't believe it. I'm not in my father's or mother's will.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll ask, you know, were you close? Did you see your parents? No, I was estranged, but I was their son or daughter. I'll say, look, I don't know your family. I can't tell you, you know what, but I think a lot of people feel you have to earn it. The fact you kept your distance, haven't seen your relatives for many years, and then expect them to take care of you after they pass away, you're supposed to take care of yourself.
Right. That's
but
right.
It's interesting. In America, anyone can be in or out of your will, because unlike Spain, where you just control one-third of your assets in the will, in America, you control all the assets. And as Gene M. Isley said, the number one estate plan, we'll give you a thought here, as spring is approaching, we have the different holidays. Enjoy your life now. Enjoy the loved ones who want to be with you now. Live life, spend your money, and you deserve what you've worked for.
You
and,
deserve to enjoy it, of course.
Yeah, and you also have, Jeannie, you know, sometimes people are active in groups or charities,
mm-hmm.
and those have been there for them.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people have different groups or charities in their wills. And then, you know, some people, Jean, there's a certain percentage, they just take it with them.
No, they don't.
No, no. Everyone's going to call me next week and say, I want that will where I get to take it with me.
Yeah, good luck with that. No Brinks truck in a funeral procession.
Well, you never know.
I haven't seen one yet.
No, no.
That would be funny, though.
Want to remind you about telephone numbers. During the hour, you can reach us, Gina Misley, the more entertaining one, David R. Thierman,
Also, my law office, you can reach during the week. Gina Misley has all the telephone numbers.
I think what we ought to do just for fun, David, in our funeral processions, let's rent a panel truck and put Brinks on the side of it.
I like that idea.
Why not? If
yeah,
you,
someone will say, I saw the Brinks truck.
Yeah.
You know?
That would be funny. If you have
telephone numbers, Gene M.
Yeah, if you have a question for David that you maybe don't want to put out over the airwaves, we certainly understand it. But he's in his offices next week, and he'll be back at it. You can reach him during the week. By the way, his law offices are right on Route 9, New Road in Summers Point, Center City, Summers Point. You can reach him at 609-653-6003. And my former office at Anchor Financial, I'm going to give their number out because I know someone had called me during the week to see if they could schedule an appointment with them. So you can reach our offices at 1801 New Road in Linwood at 609-454-8930. And Mary Gilbert and Leanne Gray, my two partners, my hearts, they have taken the helm entirely, and they're backed up by Holly and Rebecca, and just a great, great group to deal with, and all my confidence is in them. So I know you can feel confident as well. But you can reach them as well as David's office any day, normal business hours, 9 to 5. And just, you know, again, spring is coming. It's time. Get your documents out. It's going to be a cool weekend, so it might be a good idea. Sit on the back porch, get a little sun on your face, and read your documents. We never, ever write on our documents. Get your sticky notes out. If you see a change in a paragraph that you want to make, simply write the change on the sticky note, put it where you want it changed, and make an appointment to get it updated. So never, ever write on our original documents. It will negate them. And no, sticky notes applied do not make the change that you want to make. They're just to remind you to have the change drafted. It's, you know, it's confusing, but once they're done, and you don't have to revisit them until there's been, you know, a life event of some sort that has brought disruption into your family dynamic. And it happens every day, folks, believe us. We see it, we live it. You know, 50 years of my life I spent dealing with it, and David sees it day to day as well. So it happens. It doesn't mean it's bad. It doesn't mean it's good. It just happens. So when it does happen, address it. You know, you were talking about Easter and Passover and people gathering together. My favorite holiday to observe things like this is Thanksgiving. It's non-religious, although you should be thankful, but it's not a religious holiday, and it brings people together. And you tend to see things that you could be shocked at, could not be shocked about. But, you know, in-laws become outlaws. People can unduly influence people. If you see that developing, you want to address it in your documents. David, we're going to take our bottom of the hour break. And for our listeners, if you have a question, a call you'd like some guidance on, a comment you want to share with us, we are here for you. Passover weekend, it's Palm Sunday tomorrow, start of the Holy Week for the Christians. And that time of year when the hyacinths are up, the daffodils are blooming, and it's freezing outside. So get another cup of coffee or tea and come back and join us for the second half of It's Your Money. Good morning and welcome back to It's Your Money. I am Gene Isley, joined by our co-host David R. Thierman. David is a tax, estate, and nursing home attorney. And I've got a few decades of financial advisory under my belt. But retired, officially retired. It's hard to believe. And I've been busier than I could ever imagine being. It's amazing. Getting things in order to complete the restoration of St. Nicholas of Tolentine, beautiful church in Atlantic City, built in right around 1900, 1898. So it's a beautiful, beautiful church. If you have an opportunity to stop in, it's not, the doors are not open all the time like they used to be because of creepy people, but they are open for Sunday Mass, and they're going to start to do a daily Mass, as I understand. So, but it is beautiful, and we go for the holidays, and It's just an amazing, amazing church. So we've got that on the table. We've got a lot of other things, too. It's crazy, David. If you ever get to the point where you transition from working to retirement, you can't believe the changes that occur. You're going to stay busy, though.
I'm still working because, Jeannie, it's, I like you said, you know the people for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
And the New Jersey Shore has grown, okay?
Right.
It's not like, quite frankly, we mentioned the number one highest death tax state is Oregon for people with children. By the way, has Oregon grown in population? No, stay about flat. But the idea is you're surrounded the South Jersey Shore. People have moved out of New York, North Jersey. They've moved out of the Philadelphia area. They've moved up out of Baltimore and Washington. And if you're at the Jersey Shore, you're in small towns where life, you can get out and about, and you can live a good life. So over the years, I've gotten busier, and we're always there for you. And as Gene M. Isley said, I'm in Center City, Summers Point. Right on Route 9, it's my telephone number, 551 New Road. My telephone number, 609-653-6003. David Thierman, 609-653-6003. Jeannie, the items around me, people wonder, if you keep going, it's the Crab Trap. That's a popular spot. Then somewhat across the street is Santori's Produce. I grew up with the Santori family. There's Chester's Pastries, has been there forever. There's there used to be where the General Dollar was a Honda dealer many years ago. And you remember Big Wally's, Gene?
I remember Big Wally's. I don't remember the Honda dealer.
Yeah, there was a Honda dealer before General Dollar. There was also... next door to me was a restaurant. It wasn't the Ace Auto. It was Chi-Chi's.
Oh, my gosh.
It was Chi-Chi's restaurant, the Honda. And Big Wally's isn't there. It's smaller Wally's.
It's still a mattress store,
no.
Though, isn't
Big
it?
Big Wally's you would buy and sit on furniture, okay?
Right.
Big Wally's apparently is turning around. It's now a sports training facility.
Really?
So you don't get to sit on the furniture. You get to jump up and down, jump rope.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other spot, the big news in Summers Point, you used to have, you know, the Crab Trap is there. But then to the left was the Windjammer.
Well, that's no longer there. Not as the Windjammer.
No, that's going to be a different place. And mm-hmm. then way back when in Summers Point, this is like going back through the history books, there was Harry's Restaurant. Remember where Clancy's was, then
yeah.
Mexiquila?
Yeah.
That's going to be a new restaurant with a group from Cape May.
Mexiquila's gone?
Harry's, Clancy's, Mexiquila. And that group is very successful in Cape May, so we're hoping should be a terrific spot.
What was it? What's replacing it?
Another restaurant of somewhat of the Mexican-American.
Oh. Boy, I thought Mexiquila was busy.
We have those elaborate lunches at the office, which is David Thierman eating at the conference desk.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Yes. You know, and once in a while the staff, like, on Wednesday, they said, can we go to lunch? I said, well, didn't you have lunch yesterday on Tuesday? Your staff at your office, did they get to go to lunch each day, Gene?
They do, yes, they do.
Yeah, okay, so maybe I'm being a little tough.
Well, yeah, I mean, even...
That's a running joke, by the way. Someone's going to call, don't they get lunch each day?
We even offer to treat them once in a while.
Well, we don't go that far, Gene.
One of our favorite treats is Michelli's Pizza does a cauliflower pizza.
I see.
Oh, my gosh, is it good.
No, we usually have, like an elaborate barbecue, Gene.
Oh?
No, we don't.
I didn't think so.
We have a microwave and a fridge, okay?
A little fridge.
Yeah, and a little fridge and it's a little microwave. So I told him no big turkeys or... Now, I've had the same group forever. Debbie's been with me for many years.
Yeah.
I had a young paralegal who was a sweetheart, but she had a baby. And
didn't she move south?
Moved on and moved south.
Yeah.
I thought the baby could come in and also work, but they didn't want to put the baby to work at a young age, so.
Good
now
parents.
We have a wonderful legal assistant in the back, Kim. So he's a sweetheart. And no, the 1 or 2 year old baby aren't working because I'll get calls. How dare you put the baby to work?
Mm-hmm. Well, we know better,
we'll
David.
We'll keep you up to speed. Meanwhile, it's interesting, Jean.
Segwaying.
I was mentioning someone the other day, and I got a blank look. They were talking about real estate. When real estate is, you know, hot, you sometimes think twice. You don't necessarily jump on the bandwagon. When real estate is pulling back, people get concerned, should I be buying? Well, if you're contrarian or you're getting a bargain, I mentioned to the person the stock market's been getting a little beat up.
Big time,
the world's
yeah.
In tumult.
Yeah.
And I said, I have a lot of clients are buying everything they can because it's on sale and the world's not coming to an end. It will circle back and be better. So as to people looking at their portfolios, there's always tumult in the markets and the interest rate world. And
that's right.
Really, you have to have a long-range plan and stick to it. Am I right, Jean?
That's right. And, you know, again, and I've said this all along, if you really liked a certain stock at $50 a share and it's 30 or 35 and the fundamentals are still the same and the prospects and are good and strong for the stock, you know, you might want to add a little bit more to it, your dollar cost averaging in here. And, again, take a look at the security of dividends if that's what you're looking to do as a – accumulate a portfolio of dividend-paying stocks to get paid while you wait for things to come back. Even the municipal bond market took a little bit of a hit. You know, we sat so patiently on our tax-exempt bonds for years, thinking that we're going to get tax-free income all along, which we did, but the prices just never really made it back up to initial levels if you bought them 3 or 4 years ago. So, again, you know, we've got interest rate pressure governing that world. We've got the conflict going on in Iran. Some people call it a war. Some people say it's a conflict. I'm not one to make a determination, certainly, but it still is an unfortunate situation that it had to come to this. But when you've got crazy players out there that have their own destructive ideas, people have to react. And thank God we're seeing more of our allies come on board in support of this effort that Israel and the U.S. have taken upon themselves. But they're starting to step up. They don't have much leadership on the ground yet in Iran, so that's a whole other dimension that's yet to expose itself and come forth. And hopefully the people will be able to rally the strength among themselves to bring to the forefront a governing body that is reasonable and has growth on its mind. I mean, I remember under when the Shah of Iran was there, women were able to drive, women were able to go to school. They didn't have to wrap up their bodies and their heads in burqas and whatnot. They were free to, you know, enjoy freedoms that we enjoy, you know, education and growth in jobs and family development, and properties and home ownership. So hopefully we'll be able to see that in our lifetime. I think we will. Come back into play. These people over there with, you know, why you want to keep an entire population under your thumb and stone women for showing an ankle in public and beat them with sticks because their burqas weren't properly positioned. You know, it's crazy. I mean, this is nutso. You just can't imagine this in 2026 that things like this still occur in the world. You know, it just doesn't seem right. And, you know, who knows? I'm not...
Well, people, Jeannie, people in power in general,
mm-hmm.
It's sort of like here how they say there should be term limits or so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. People in Washington, they continue on into their 90s. You know, I want to stay in power in my 90s.
Yeah,
okay?
It's crazy.
Or, you know, so... But at least they run for elections. In other countries... They just want to be in charge for the rest of their life and then say who's going to be in next. So by definition, you have dictatorships. You have countries with problems there. You have North Korea. You have Russia. You have China. You have Cuba. By the way, do you see any protests like this is a chance of a lifetime? Cubans, after decades and decades, might be free?
Well, you know,
I haven't seen any college students saying... you know, marching to that they can be, that the Cubans can be free and have jobs and elect their leaders
and be able to buy groceries
and be able to buy groceries and have a better life. Have you seen any college students getting together to help with freedom for other countries?
No. In fact, there's a bunch of nut jobs in Philadelphia the other day professing that soldiers who come back in caskets, they're going to cheer. Well, you know what?
Iran should win. That was in Philadelphia.
It was in Philadelphia, of all places.
Yeah. City Hall, by the way.
What's that?
At City Hall.
Yeah.
Yeah. A pro-Iran kill American soldiers. That was across the news. By the way, someone says, how's real estate down the Jersey Shore? Okay. You know what the answer is? Expensive.
Yeah.
Why is that? Look at what's going on in Philadelphia.
They want to get out of the cities. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. What do? They get out. Well, it's a pity, Jeannie. It's ask me where my parents were born years back. They were born in Atlantic City. You know what they did, Gene? They got out. Urban areas need to be safer and more accommodating so people move back. But
I don't see it happening.
You'll see it, Gene. I've been talking to a lot of clients lately from Brigantine.
Right.
And they were saying that they can't recognize it because one block after another is completely new.
It's insane. It's like Ocean
City. So
every
town, the homes have been, there's so much building going on. It's terrific for our local economy, but it's a shocker over the years. You don't recognize, if you haven't been through your local beach town, the influx of people, and they like it, Gene. It's clean. It's safe. It's South Jersey's a nice place to live. We're very, very fortunate.
It is, and you know, you just hope that people have an attitude adjustment in their drive down. You know, we don't want your attitude down here. You're more than welcome to move in and assimilate and enjoy the beautiful shores.
Yeah.
But,
come
you know,
to Jeannie's house.
So many friends of ours who were business owners, last summer, you know, I always check in, how was your summer? Did you make it? You know, people's attitudes were terrible. You're offering wonderful foods at amazing restaurants, and people come in with attitudes. And, you know, check your attitude at the bridge. We don't want it. You're more than welcome here. We love you. We encourage it, but we don't need any attitude. You know, we're here to have a relaxing life.
When I go into a restaurant, Gene, I go back in the kitchen. I help the people clean up.
I don't think
so.
You
ever do that?
You go back to work off your bill.
Yes.
That's it.
When I don't have money for the bill, I get back in the kitchen. I'm washing dishes. Like, you had to add that, okay?
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. No, there's so much that the local area has to offer visitors and new people to the community. There's so much. There's so much good. There's so much. These business owners put their hearts and soul into everything they do. And to have somebody come in with an attitude and eat an entire meal and then say, it was terrible, and take it off my bill. Well, you know what? You shouldn't have eaten it. And guess what? Don't come back. You know? It's terrible.
Yeah, Jeannie goes to different types of restaurants because I don't see the attitude situation as, you know, I talk to it's like a plastic screen, and then I drive around the restaurant and they put things in a bag. It's a completely different experience than what you see, Jeannie.
Oh, gosh. There are so many wonderful places to dine and enjoy.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're here at the beautiful Jersey Shore. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Relax.
I was looking for a Passover drive-thru, Gene.
Oh? How'd you do with that?
You order, like, the brisket, the gefilte fish, and then you pick it up in the bag around the corner. But my wife didn't like the idea, okay?
I'm not a gefilte fish lover. I love a lot of things.
No, you have to you have to get used to that, Gene.
Yeah, you have to be born with that that
you
love
know,
of... Yeah.
Well, you know, it's interesting, the different situations. I have, my wife is from Italy, and her brother from Italy married if you're in Italy, you marry the first blonde girl you see. So he married a girl from Denmark. And all his children in their 20s and 30s.
Right.
Having a Danish mother, you know what they eat?
What?
Herring.
Herring. Oof.
Herring. So I remember my grandparents or parents would eat herring. You know what I would do? Leave the room. Okay, Gene? So that's what David did as a youngster. The parents, the grandparents eat herring. I leave the room.
And
next,
you...
if we go to see the family in Italy.
Right.
Because the mother's Danish. the children in their 20s and 30s, they're not eating popcorn. They're spooning herring. It's very interesting.
Oof. No,
yeah,
thank you.
So that's what I thought.
That and sardines.
So I can't escape herring, Gene. So there's no herring at David Fearman's table.
No, nor at the Isleys.
I want to remind everyone, we've got 10, 15 minutes left. If you have a question, call, or comment, don't invite us over for herring, okay?
Or to build
a
fish.
I don't want to get calls from the people who love herring. It is a beautiful dish. I just never got accustomed to it. But the phone number in this morning, Gina Misley, has the number.
Yes, if you want to reach us here at the studio during the It's Your Money Hour, 609-927-1100. To reach David's law office during the week, 609-653-6003. And Anchor Financial for financial planning and guidance. You will not regret dealing with Mary Gilbert and Leanne Gray. They are the best of the best. 609-454-8930. And again, as David said, we have about 10, 11 minutes left in the hour. It goes fast, doesn't it?
It does, Gene. But well, there's always news, and, you know, it's interesting because people really don't know the situations. But the reason I started off the show this morning, because you allowed me, was the 12 worst, you know, death tax states. People don't even know there's a death tax, Gene.
Mm.
So as a young lawyer, you know, you go through, I was an accounting major, got an accounting degree at Drexel, got a law degree, then a master's of tax law at Temple. And, you know, every in and out of the taxes. And you think you're all set to practice estate tax law. You know nothing, Jeannie, until someone comes in, they've lost a loved one.
Mm-hmm.
They're crying from head to toe. And somewhere during that meeting, you have to advise them, because they lost a loved one, the state profits.
Yeah.
They're going to have to write a check.
Very sad.
And benefit the state or the federal government because they lost a loved one. So years back, I had someone lost a loved one, and there was a death tax. And the meeting didn't go so well, but they stayed with me. But months later, the uncle said to me, you know, Mr. Thierman, when you told us there was a death tax, I was going to punch you in the face.
Oh.
He thought I made it up.
Wow.
Because people have no clue. You'll never hear about it. So we have a new governor. This is horrific, the death tax in New Jersey. Someone passes away, they're shot, they're killed, they die of an illness, they're in a car accident. If you have no children, once your assets are over $500, New Jersey takes 11 to 16% of all your money.
Mm.
Now, it's interesting. Over $500. Now, if you're over $500, they don't just tax everything over $500. They also tax the first $500 to your nieces, nephews, friends, and relatives.
That's kind.
Is there any bill in Trenton to help with the tax people are burdened when their loved one dies? And you know what the answer is? None.
Nope. Mm-mm.
So when people ask me, I always say it this way, Gene, how is the tax situation on the federal side? They say you have 3 years. You have a current administration, like them, or like them, not like them. You have 3 years of low taxes. But just like Oregon, Washington, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, Connecticut have horrific death taxes.
Mm-hmm.
You have Vermont. You could have a lot of politicians from those states get into office on a federal level, and then you could have federal taxes come back in a big way. So you always have to stay ahead of the curve, and we'll keep you up to date. But as we said before, whether it's financial news, tax news, estate news, at the bottom of the hour, the top of the hour, Gene, it's never there. Am I right?
No, it's crazy. Really, it's, and you know, people are up in arms. They're out protesting things like what they did in Philadelphia, which was, I think, a travesty, anti-American. But Freedom of speech, I guess, is alive and well. And people,
you know how I always say it, Gene? You know you're allowed to be crazy. See where that gets you.
Yeah. Well, you're right. You're right.
Because a lot of people, they complain about everything. The answer is maybe you need to look in the mirror and go to work.
Yeah, get a job.
That's the next thing, Gene. Everyone has time to go out and stand on the corner.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at work during the day.
So am I.
You're tired. Your days, Gene, you used to put in a 12-hour day, didn't you?
Every bit. At least six of them during the week, yeah.
Yeah. I'm at work, and then when I'm not at work, I'm doing chores around the house. The answer, you know, if these people standing out and about on the street holding up, I can have them help me do some work, Gene.
Exactly.
They can help out their local community. Lots of work they can do, pitchfork and a shovel.
They're getting paid by somebody. There's a fellow that lives in China that's an American-born citizen that is financing. I was listening to the chain of organizations that this particular guy funds, and it's that Code Pink and a couple of other, you know, these organizations, and I put that in air quotes.
I don't stand on the corner. I have no time to stand on the corner, Gene.
No.
Why, everyone's standing on the corner. I'm working and saving money, watching the investments,
exactly.
Watching my taxes. Between you and I, it's more productive. Don't tell the people on the corner.
I don't know. Well, you're going to be funding those people in their retirement because they have not putting money away for themselves now, that's for sure. It's a crazy scenario. But again, you know, we work every day. And even in retirement, I'm working. I'm not getting a paycheck, but I'm out doing something productive. And you look at these people, I just scratch my head. I don't understand it. You know, this country.
Well, life is what you make out of it, Gene. You know that. When families look at the situations, people have brothers, they have sisters, they have cousins, nieces, nephews, parents, grandparents. Everyone's different, but I always say one thing. Your life depends on one item, the person you see in the mirror. Get up each day, work twice as hard.
Mm-hmm.
Don't complain. Be happy you can work twice as hard when you're young. Put the money away because nothing's getting less expensive. Your tolls aren't going down. Your gas isn't going down. Your utility bills aren't going down. Your Comcast or Verizon or internet bill, they're certainly not going down.
And this isn't just a current experience.
Invest, and you can purchase some of these shares of stocks.
Exactly.
In the companies which you think are overcharging you.
Fund your retirement.
Share in their profits. So lots of opportunities.
Fund your retirement until it hurts. Put away for down the road. You can always get mortgages to buy homes. You can always get scholarships, or you can always get student loans for school. But nobody's out there to fund your retirement. Only you. Put it away until it hurts. Until it hurts. And, you know, do without that $6 or $8 or $10 cup of coffee, which is ridiculous. You know, I still scratch my head. I can't fathom that. I know Holly's in there with her Wawa cup, loving Wawa, which is good coffee. But you don't pay $6 or $8 for a cup of coffee. So
yeah. I mean, literally, to keep costs down, Gene, I just put my head under the faucet.
That's nice.
Yeah, classy, isn't it?
Coffee's a little hot to do that, David.
Yeah, you can't put your head under the coffee faucet. So.
No. And in the last 3 minutes of the hour, we're not going to tell you to put your head under the coffee pot.
No. People are going to think he doesn't like current, okay?
No, you know, we try and keep it light and airy, but there's so many things that just smack me right between the eyes.
Know, I remember, keep a smile on your face, Jeannie. You're not in Oregon, okay?
That's true.
Yeah, I'll get all hostile calls like we love Oregon. Okay, you can love it, but don't live there and pass away there. It's a bad spot.
Exactly. Although I'm not happy about being a New Jersey resident either, but. This is a crazy.
I thought you were from outer space. That was the last. I saw Jeannie's birth certificate. It said Gene M. Isley, outer space.
Outer space. That's it. A land far, far away.
Yeah, and then your parents were the Jetsons. That's the last joke for the morning, okay?
No, my father was born in Italy, and my mother was first generation Irish. And it's, you know, you look back on the things you learned growing up with families who came through hard times. And what was it, David? It was put your nose to the grindstone, work, and save.
That's it.
That's it, and that's what we encourage.
The hour, what do we have, a couple minutes?
About a minute and a half, yeah. Hard to believe.
Yeah, we talk fast when people are thinking, how much can they say in a minute and a half? A lot. So what we're looking for tax-wise, we're looking for no state tax relief. So sadly, you've got to just keep ahead of the curve, keep saving and investing. And, you know, Gina Misley will tell you that there's tumult in the world, but there'll be a better path moving forward. So stay on the path you've been on with the investment.
Correct.
Investments. If you like an investment, keep on that path and keep adding to it. Right, Gene?
Dividend reinvestment. If you don't need the cash to live off of, reinvest your dividends, dollar cost averaging. And again, review your portfolio. You'll never get hurt taking losses and putting them in the bank to offset gains that you will have down the road. And we'll be back to normal markets at some point. But there are things to be doing in times of tumult. So consult your advisors. Double-check your documents. Don't write on your original documents. And join us next weekend. Boy, it's Passover weekend, David, and Palm Sunday. Next Sunday is Easter Sunday. And now we're into spring. We're well into spring. So make it a safe weekend, everyone. Enjoy your holiday with your family. And thank you so much for joining us on It's Your Money. David, have a safe trip back. And enjoy your holiday weekend.
Thank you, Gina Misley, and thank you, Holly, and thank you to our listeners. It's always an honor and a pleasure to be here with you.
Yes, it is, and Holly is the best. We love her. Thank you, Holly, for being here. Holly Amendolia. We'll see you next weekend, everyone. Enjoy the Jersey Shore.